Fight!
Hello all, welcome to New Game Plus. You are now listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
My name's Nolan.
This is episode 39, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers The Movie.
The video game.
Yeah, the game, which, believe it or not, is based off of the movie with the same name. which leads me to ask what each of your relationships are to the Power Rangers. Like, did you guys grow up with the Power Rangers in your home, on your TV, with action figures? Were the Rangers a part of your childhood in any way?
They lived in my home.
Right, so all of them, including Pink Ranger?
Yeah.
Especially Pink Ranger.
Especially Pink Ranger. No, I think a couple episodes ago, maybe last episode, I don't remember, you asked what our childhood TV shows were or something along those lines. Mine was Power Rangers. So my connection is I watched them, you know, Saturday mornings and whenever it was on. And I had a lot of the action figures. I actually had a, what are they called? Zords? I played the game this week.
Yeah, yeah.
They're called Zords. The Megazord. And I also had the movie, which I loved and watched all the time.
And so you owned the movie?
I owned the movie, yeah.
Oh, you're
so this
a real
was
fan.
Reminiscent of me, yeah. And I also had the Turbo Power Rangers because, you know, like they had Mighty Morphin, which were obviously the best ones. And then they started doing like crazy weird ones. And now they have like Space Ninja Dinosaur Power Rangers or whatever.
Yeah, like everything.
Stupid. But I did have the next generation of Power Rangers, which was the Turbo Rangers. And they were actually pretty cool. And I also had that movie. So I liked the Power Rangers a lot.
Were the Turbo Rangers, I know their costumes change each season, but was that the one where maybe the Red Ranger had like a white star on his helmet?
Yeah, I think so. That sounds right, because they were race. They had cars, like that was their Zords, and that sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah. Kenny, what about you? Was this kind of before, or like after your childhood prime?
Yeah, I was a filthy casual when it comes
old
to
man.
Rangers. Like, TMNT was way more my jam in my time. It definitely wasn't like completely past though. Definitely remember watching the show. Definitely remember at least one good summer of lots of like imaginative play, running around with siblings, being different Power Rangers, and
right.
Totally,
and that was this most. That was this last summer, right?
Yeah. Actually, I I cosplayed as the Pink Ranger. Professionally, no, I don't remember one year from another. It's just like childhood as a whole. But absolutely, I remember like when the Green Ranger was a new thing and how cool that was. And then forget green, there's white.
Yep,
and that was even amazing. Cooler. And I feel like it peaked at that point, and then no one cares anymore.
So. For me, Power Rangers were my childhood. I watched the first few seasons as a kid. The first season, I believe, would have aired in America in the prime of my childhood. So I'm talking like when I was 6, when I was 7. And I even watched the second season where some of the original Rangers got replaced. And then the movie came out after the second season. I think that came out in like 95. And I remember seeing it in theaters. I didn't own it like Nolan, but I did actually go to the theater and see it there. But shortly after, my interest and appreciation began to wane. So as Mighty Morphin came to a conclusion, and they went into Turbo, that's kind of when I was moving out of it for whatever reason. But it played a huge role in my childhood, so much so that, and I've said this already, so if you've listened to the podcast before, you know that this has been happening, but my wife and I just rewatched the first season of Power Rangers, and
that's quite a feat.
Yeah, and it's 50 or 60 episodes, I think 60.
That's so long.
And it's the same thing over and over again, and it does not, the movie, or not, the show does not get our New Game Plus seal of approval. It doesn't hold up, so don't necessarily go back and watch them. But our question that we're coming to today is, does the game hold up? Does the game receive our New Game Plus seal of approval? That's what we're here to find out.
And the answer is... I'm just kidding. Shortest
just
episode ever.
And the answer is, and then we give it, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Let's talk about the game Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie. The game, the movie.
Overview.
So, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, the video game, is kind of a mouthful, and trying to describe it ends up being kind of a mouthful too, because it's a video game based on the movie, but only loosely based on the movie, also kind of inspired by some of the elements from the TV show, and also including some completely original content. To make matters more confusing, it's not a game that was created and then ported to lots of consoles. They decided, hey, let's make a game, but instead of making one game for a lot of different consoles, let's just create a different Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie, the video game, for each separate console that we put it on. And so the Super Nintendo Entertainment System version of the game is different than the Sega Genesis version of the game, which is different than the Game Boy version of the game, which is different than the Game Gear version of the game, and so on and so forth. So it makes summarizing it a little bit difficult. But overall, it's a side-scrolling platformer, kind of action fighting platformer, where you get to play as different Rangers, and depending on kind of the form of the game, get to work and collect power-ups and eventually morph into your different character. I played the Super Nintendo version, and so that's sort of what I'm mainly familiar with. And in that version, you play as your character, starting in kind of your human form, not as a Power Ranger. And you're fighting putties, obviously, because Power Rangers, duh. And collecting power to help you get to the point where you can morph or to use some special abilities. Like a typical game in its genre, you're going through levels and then fighting bosses and then going through different levels and rinsing and repeating.
Now, you mentioned all these different versions, and I played the Super Nintendo version as well, but I have a sneaky suspicion that our third co-host played a different version. Yeah. Nolan,
you know,
am
I played
correct?
That Genesis version.
Nolan, yeah, you know, you're such a Genesis fanboy.
So every chance that he gets, he plays the Genesis version, which has caused some of this. not confusion or anything,
hard.
But just but it also opens up conversation some. Yeah. Because
it does.
Some of
but
these
jealousy
games,
is what it's mostly caused, and I don't know if this week will be the same. But in the past, the best
sure
version of
the
game
same.
Has always been the version
every
on
time,
the Genesis,
every time.
And I bet it holds this time as well.
That being said, I can only imagine that it's still really bad. But Nolan, so kind of what's the kind of overview for the Genesis version? Like, how is it? Is what Kenny said in regards to the Super Nintendo version, does that translate to the Genesis version, or is that different?
It does. I mean, the gameplay is basically what Kenny was saying. You've got your side scrolling. It was reminiscent of TMNT for me. Like, I know that's going to upset you, but like the way it plays is you just fight enemies.
Did you have lanes? We had a two-lane system where you could either be like top of the screen or bottom of the screen, and that was all you could be. You couldn't like walk naturally between it.
It was more open. Like, it was like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
It was more like Turtles.
Up and down the screen. Like, it wasn't just two lanes.
Yeah.
But you fight enemies for way too long, and that's the gameplay. But it sets it up like the movie, because in the movie you've got Ivan Ooze, you know, as the villain, and there's a lot of text in this version. And so it explains a lot, not cutscenes, just like pictures and then text, and it kind of gives you context. So Ivan
Ooze. We got almost none of that.
Really?
Yeah, we got very, very, very little story. Like, you just jump in and fight stuff and then fight bosses.
You know, that's crazy, because they gave you so much story in this one, like too much, actually.
Yeah, wow. Ours had none. Like,
it's weird.
There's very, very little. Do you get to pick which Power Ranger you are?
Yeah, you do get to
change
pick.
That in between
and
stages.
Yes. Are they all different? Like, functionally, they do different things.
I did not play each character like I did in Turtles, but
gotcha.
You do get to pick, and yes, in between each stage, you get to pick, and it's not always the same. You don't always get to pick from the Rangers. Sometimes you have to pick from, like, narrow down. list of characters, whether that's really? The that's Rangers cool. or Zords or whatever, but we'll get into that. But yeah,
wait, you
yeah.
Zords? You got yeah, to actually right. play as Zords?
Yeah, so we'll spoiler. Talk about that in gameplay. Right before we step into that, I want to know what you guys think about this whole concept of just games being licensed to different directors to be released on different systems. Do you think that's a good idea? Do you think it's
no,
a fun
it's
idea?
Terrible.
But like, what if you were a huge fan and then you got to play, a rendition of your television show, your movie, your book, your icon in six different ways?
Nope. Still
I think it's
fan.
Absurd. Like, I under okay. If you only have one console, like back then, you only had one console, and the game wasn't made for your console, then that sucks. But you don't have to do that. You don't have to license it out and let a bunch of different versions get made with the same title, but they're different and they play different. It just doesn't make any sense. And we've had so many games that do that yeah. each time.
And not just like a little bit different, like so fundamentally different. My understanding is that the Game Gear version of the game is like a fighting game. It's not even like a side-scrolling action game. Yeah.
Huh. Well, I don't think it's done much anymore. Like, I don't see it done anymore.
No.
The different license. I see you see it come out on different systems, but it's the same game.
Same company. Right. Yeah, same company making it.
So I guess whatever that idea was, it didn't work, and hopefully they've shut it down for the most part. But they did it for this game, and so the gameplay was very different between the versions that we played.
Gameplay.
So in the Super Nintendo version, like Kenny already said, you travel from left to right. You're defeating putties and other enemies, and you're picking up thunderbolts that are left behind by the enemies that you killed, which fills up your morph meter. So in the Super Nintendo nope. version, you cannot be a Power Ranger. You cannot morph until the boss, and then it automatically morphs you and. Then you fight in your Power Ranger form.
Wait,
until
no.
then...
Yeah, you can. You can morph beforehand. You just gotta choose to do it. You gotta have your power bar all the way full. Did you run around as a normal person the whole time?
A civilian? Yeah.
You're a civilian clothes.
Does it even change? But it doesn't even change anything.
Yeah, it does.
What
I mean,
it
like,
change?
Well, the
besides
hit animation's different. Yeah, I think it's just the sprite that's different. But
it better
then you
make
start...
you stronger because apparently it's like magical powers.
Well, it
no,
does,
there's
it does
nothing
a few
about
things.
Being stronger. Because
it does
here's
a few
the
things.
Thing. The only and you can say the few things after I talk.
Okay, fine.
I'm
yeah.
totally kidding. But like there's no way it can change your power because in our version you fight putties and it's crazy. You're not going to believe me, but enemies either take one strike to defeat or some of them take two strikes or this might surprise you, sometimes it takes three strikes to defeat an enemy. So it's not like a Ninja Turtles beat 'em up where you have to constantly fight these guys. For a lot of these putties you hit them once and they explode.
That's yeah, the enemies are pretty lame, and there's not a huge variety of them either, which is also pretty lame. But like it does serve a purpose. One, it fills up your health bar, and so if you're like at a lower part of your life, when you morph, you get your health back, which is a huge tactical advantage. And two, it lets you start saving up power to have your special moves, like for a boss or whatever.
Okay, so none of that. You start you start each stage already morphed. You're in your Ranger gear, and there's no meter to fill up. There's no thing. The only thing that drops from enemies is a life up, and I think it's randomized. And
do you have any kind of like special move?
No, you've got like okay, very very similar to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like you've got your moves that you can, your button combinations,
right?
You can pull out your sword, punch, kick. There's like a jump kick, I think, but it's like a beat 'em up. It takes a long time to kill these guys. Not a long time, but more than Dustin was saying. Dustin said it took three hits maybe,
at most.
And sometimes for me I was hitting these guys for a while, and you can throw them. There's like a throw, you pick them up and throw them. But yeah, it's just a beat 'em up, and you don't morph. And sometimes there's a boss, sometimes there's not.
See, our game is not really a beat 'em up. Like, the putties change a little bit. Like, they change color, and then so when they've changed color, like, instead of just walking straight across and hitting you, they might crouch and try to kick you. Or later in the game, they have these, some of them have these huge glowing swords. Uh-huh. But, like, all of them take, like I've said, at most, 3 hits to defeat, and...
Let's be real, though. That's pretty accurate to the... to the franchise.
Sure.
Like, but, the like, whole thing is a million putties and them being super easily dispatched and it being almost kind of lame.
But the thing in the show and in the movies, they come at you all at the same time. In this one, literally 2 are walking across the screen. True. And if you're not on their tier, you know, the upper or the lower, and if you're on the opposite one, most of the time, they'll just keep walking until they're off screen. And
hey,
you don't
even
have to
deal
with them.
They just keep going.
Yeah. Sometimes they'll jump to your level and try to fight you, but the at least in the early stages, they'll just walk right on.
What? Uh-huh. Nothing to see here.
But between the two-tier thing... and a few other things, it really feels like they were trying to make it a multiplayer game.
Yours isn't?
No, it is. I'm saying like they were trying to push that as the ideal way to play.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. One person per lane, and then
that way an enemy doesn't just walk past you, and you can collect all the thunderbolts and everything. I mean, you could do it single. It's just it feels like they designed with that in mind instead of designing that as, you know, an addition or a bonus.
Here, let me ask you guys, because it was already addressed briefly in our overview, but what was the coolest part of being a ranger? Like, what was the most entertaining part of the show?
I mean, it wasn't my favorite part because it was a little repetitious and lame, but, like, the climax and the thing that was the coolest and that every show drove to was when they got their swords out and inevitably combined them, which always bugged me. I wanted them to do more things separately. But that was that was the kind of primary thing, and so I was looking forward to that in this game, and I know some of the other games have had them, and apparently, according to Nolan, the Genesis version even lets you play as that, but we didn't get it at all, and I was not happy.
So, I was never satisfied after watching an episode as a kid if they didn't call on their Zords, and there are a few episodes, I know, because I just watched the whole season, that where they don't even call on their Zords, or if they do, they don't get into Megazord, okay? And so, yeah, sure, it's repetitious. Sure, they show the exact same footage every single time, and it gets very very lengthy, and it gets old, but as a kid, that's all I wanted. If that too was you when you were younger, then this game would leave you highly disappointed, because
absolutely.
In the Super Nintendo version, not once do you control a giant robot in any form or fashion.
Nope.
The best part of the show was the high school stuff when they were in just normal people.
You
taking
like,
out
you
Bulk
like the
and
comedic
Skull.
Relief.
Bulk and Skull and uh-huh. Ernie, and then they were just high schoolers. That was the best part.
Right. So if we could play like an RPG, like a like an actual role playing
like Second
thing,
Life, but with
that's so kind of creepy.
Power Rangers,
though.
But everything is really cheesy.
Okay, but Nolan, you controlled Zords regularly?
Heck yeah.
What?
Twice. I didn't beat the game, but I played them twice. So yeah, I got to control the white Tiger Zord.
What?
And the,
wait, we didn't even have the White Ranger.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I played the White Ranger.
What,
when I
Kenny?
Could. Kenny got,
no, we had
played
we had the Green
game.
Ranger.
Did you not play Tommy?
Yes, he was green.
He was white.
Kenny's colorblind confirmed.
He was green.
He was most definitely white. Are there even different versions of the Super Nintendo game? Or did you accidentally play the Game Boy game?
No, I played the Super Nintendo version.
He was 100% white.
Are you racist?
No.
Yeah. Whoa,
I mean, he was both racially white and his ranger was white.
Don't make me go back and play this game and find out.
I will, because I promise you he was.
I played the White Ranger. I played Tommy, and I got to play Zord, and I got to play his other Zord, the bird, the falcon.
What?
Are you serious?
Yes. That was the best level. Okay.
What?
Yes, I got to play the Falcon, dude. I don't know the name of it, but the bird.
Yeah, I understand. The Falcon Zord.
Yeah, I played it. And I beat up other Zords and
Giants.
Why
have I not learned to just be more like Nolan yet?
Just
I don't
play
know.
The
we
Genesis
never do
version,
it. And the reason why I always go Super Nintendo is because that's all I had as a kid. I never had a Genesis. So if I'm trying to get that nostalgia feel, then I want to play games that now that I played back then.
I did a little of both, but for some reason sort of assumed that the super is going to be the more, I don't know, authentic feel or the older feel or the, I don't know. I tend to default to it too, and I don't know why.
We're just from different heritages.
Here's the thing. I went into this game thinking it was a different game, kind of like Kenny with Manhattan Project, thinking, you know, the Ninja Turtles one that he was going to be playing the video that he... I played a Power Rangers as a kid and loved it. There's actually a fairly decent Power Rangers game, and I thought this was going to be it.
They made a bunch of them.
I was very disappointed.
I'm going to say these were the specifically the movie ones, but I think some of the others in the franchise were... I get the sense from what I read that they were more well received overall.
Dustin, I guarantee you that I'm thinking of the exact same game because I went into it like you, thinking I was about to play an awesome game because I rented it all the time, and it's not. It's a different one.
Yeah.
It's the one that's not the movie one, but it's so much better.
I have something to admit. I played and beat the entire game.
How long?
And I'm not proud of it. There's 7 stages in the Super Nintendo version. I believe there's 6 in the Genesis version. Well, here's the thing. I say 7. The last stage is just fighting Ivan Ooze, who's the villain in the movie and the game as well. And the bosses at the end of each stage, they are from the actual show and from the movie, except for one of them, and it's just a brain
Goldar
that you have to fight. No, Goldar was not even in our game. Goldar was in yours?
Yeah, he's so iconic for me. I was glad
was
I got
Rita
to fight
in
him.
Yours? Because Rita wasn't even in ours.
Rita was in mine.
Yeah,
but
so many iconic things.
I didn't
things
fight
missing
her. Like Ivan shut her up or something. Like
yeah,
he chained her up or something. So I didn't get to fight her, but I fought Goldar. In fact, that's where I rage quit.
You rage quit on Power Rangers?
Dude, yeah, you can't beat him. I challenge anybody. You can't beat him. I think it's stage 4 or 5.
We're definitely going to have at least one viewer that uploads a video now just to show everyone how bad you are at games.
Oh, please.
And to show that it was the Green Ranger and not the White Ranger.
He is white.
I played the White Ranger, but I don't know about
you. I'm going to go back and look right after this episode, and then I'm going to give you a really hard time, Dustin.
It's not worth it.
Not at all.
Aged.
All right, so when it comes to the age of this game, my opinion, I think it's just another one of those cases of this was just a bad game to begin with, and it aged poorly because it began poorly.
And that's what I was going to say. Like it didn't age to me poorly. But there were plenty of things to argue about with the game itself. Like, the controls are pretty natural once you get a sense of what they are. It responds well. The look is fine. The music's a little boring. I think the Genesis had a lot better music from what I hear. But like, in terms of literally just, like, how it aged, I feel like it actually was good.
Yeah, I can,
it just
I
like
see
wasn't, you know, it was just sort of like meh in the first place.
See, I see what you're saying, because if they would have fixed some of those other things, like, yeah, you're right. So listen, right here on air, I'm changing my opinion because it didn't age poorly. You're right. The look is good. The music is not the best. So there is some there. So it's not the aging that makes it a bad game. It's for me, it's the lack of variety. The game is the same over and over and over again. It's wash and repeat. You've got new backgrounds on each stage and slightly altered enemies, but nothing mechanically changes. For me, here it is. Everything in this game is just slightly off. The music is almost Power Rangers. The sprites look almost like the Tommy, Kimberly, and Billy that we all love. The gameplay almost feels like you're doing something cool, but in the narrow window where almost resides is a whole slew of things that makes this game absolutely awful.
What do you think about the Genesis version?
I think that you guys should have played my version.
Of course.
After hearing you say that, Dustin, I think that some of those problems that were almost there for you probably would have landed in this version. Still, though, I think the game sucks. you get to play as Zords, and I agree. This was one of those games that... See, originally it might have been good, but it aged poorly. Like, I didn't have that much fun with it. And it wasn't like difficulty or anything, although I did rage quit. And it's not that the music sucked. It was just too repetitive. Like, the fights, the stages. Okay, so the way the stages went, you would get surrounded by 2 to 3 enemies. The Putty Patrol, which is, Kenny is on the Putty Patrol, by the way. I put that in my notes.
what does that even mean?
you beat them up, but it takes a long time. And then when they're dead, more come on the screen. It takes a long time to just progress. Another huge problem was there was too much story. The first stage was pretty quick. It was over pretty quick. There's no boss. And then it starts giving you events that happened. Like, Ivan Ooze goes to Zordon and, like, binds him or something. Like, he has no more power. And then that means that the Rangers don't get to morph anymore. And so Alpha tells them to go to this planet to get the power. And so just in, like, one text cutscene, so much happens. And I was like, I should be playing this. Like, I should be playing these levels right now. Because you go to a planet, you get stopped by this Amazon woman who tells you how to get to this shrine to get your powers back. And then you go back to Earth, and like more stuff happens before you even get to play the next stage. Stage 2 happens when you're back with your powers on Earth, and Tommy's the White Ranger. Like,
yeah, that's super annoying.
It was just weird. And the game felt long because I wasn't playing it much. I was reading. And when I was playing, it was repetitive. So I think it aged poorly. I think it sucks.
Here's what I think the actual answer is when I hear you sort of talk about what you liked and didn't like about your version. And I don't know. I'm kind of just assuming this. But I feel like if you took the best things about the Super Nintendo version and the best things about the Sega version and combined them, you'd actually have a pretty decent
classic. You're onto something.
You're onto
something. And it's like,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Wait a second. Why didn't they do that in the first place?
Oh, it's so true.
Making separate versions.
If you had Zords and story and, you know, the flowier screen where you weren't in lanes and, you know, all of those things, but you had the, like, differentiation in characters and their power-ups and their unique abilities.
Less text.
Yeah, and less text but more flow, and then you have the better music, but then you know, like, it seems like the couple of good things about each version, if they had those things together and lost one or two of the annoyances, it might have actually been a pretty cool franchise.
You're so right.
I have a solution of how they could have done that.
What's that, Dustin?
Not create 12 games.
Yeah.
Instead, just create one.
No,
at least
so
talk
true.
To each other. Hey, what are you guys doing? Oh, that's a good idea. Let's put it together and just make the same game.
Exactly. I think it was probably a competition thing. Everybody's trying to make the better game, and in that they lose a lot of the creativity and a lot of the drive and a lot of, you know, just banding together to create a really good game, and instead of make 6 mediocre to bad games.
Wow.
The final shell shock. All
right, guys, do you give this game your vote for New Game Plus status? Nolan?
No. Bad.
Kenny?
Well summed. This one was actually a little bit tough for me because, like, the more I played the game, the more I actually liked it. The first playthrough or two, I was just like, ah, this is garbage. It's the worst thing. But then realizing some of the strategy about kind of when you morph and which character to even play on which level, since they have different powers, you know, one of them even being ranged and one of them being close up, that almost has a, like, Mega Man vibe to it, like playing certain characters for certain bosses. And there were things about it that kind of grew on me, and I was at the point where I was wanting to like it. I actually got to play a little bit of multiplayer, which helped and fixed some of the, like, this game is not hard, like, it's easy, but then it's really unforgiving. That also kind of bothered me. But you take all of that and boil it down, and even being as optimistic as I can, I can't give it my New Game Plus seal of approval. It's fun nostalgia blast, but not worth going back specifically to play this game.
But that is probably much more sound and kind than both Nolan and I.
Yeah, you guys really didn't like the game this week,
no,
did you?
And I think you're handling it probably, in my opinion, more justly than I am. But for me, it was just a bad game. So, like, I beat it, as I said, but I had to take a break in between each and every stage just to make myself, force myself through it. So I would beat a stage, watch an episode of something, beat a stage, play some Overwatch, beat a stage, cry.
I mean, the reason I was so quick with my answer was because I know that there's another Mighty Morphin Power Rangers game that is better.
Yeah.
And so
yeah, it's yeah. Totally fair.
I just say this, please viewers, don't play it. The only solace I have is that we did it for you so that you don't have to.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's true.
So there's actually no viewer commentary this week. We told you guys about it at the conclusion of last week's episode. For those of you that still sent in your thoughts, thank you so much for doing that. You don't just play the great games with us like StarCraft and Mario 64, but you also play through the terrible games with us like Yo-Noid and Bible Adventures.
Absolutely.
Don't remind me of Yo-Noid. I had him out of my mind.
Are you hungry for pizza?
I am, but not his pizza. He's nasty.
The reason we're not doing that is just because this week has been different for us. We've had to have a different schedule, and we wouldn't have been able to get your responses in time. So due to that, we still welcome your commentary and are glad that you sent it in, but we have been unable to respond to it on air.
Yeah, and still feel free, like, even weeks like this, email us. We love hearing from you guys, and you're always welcome to post things on Facebook or Twitter so that others can see and interact with it as well.
Which also causes me to think we've never really encouraged this, but hey, if you're listening to this in the year 2017, still send us commentary. Like, we'd love to hear you hear your thoughts about a game that we already played, but that you're now just getting introduced to the podcast, or if you're just, you know, listening to this episode because you liked or hated this game especially, still send us your thoughts. We'd love to hear that, and we'll definitely respond back to you, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or
time travel.
Or
let me further state, if you're listening to this in the year 2048 and you're living in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, but your entertainment is a podcast about old podcasts, it's probably too late to send us any commentary, so don't worry about it.
We'll edit that part out.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that, Kenny. We're also not going to randomly select a game this week. We're messing everything up.
We're just throwing everything
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. And we slightly apologize for it, but with good reason, I promise you. So next week, we are going to have a guest on the show.
Yeah, another special guest.
So Jeff Rubin of the Jeff Rubin Show joins us for a very special guest episode.
So hype.
Yeah, so this is something that I am extremely excited about because I watched a lot of College Humor back before I was in college, and I was way too young, and it was probably entirely inappropriate for my age range. But Jeff Rubin he worked for College Humor, had a bit on that show that spoke to my inner geek even when I was in high school. And the show was called Bleep Bloop, where he invited other office mates and sometimes people outside of the office, like famous comedians and different things like that, to play some weird and some bizarre games with him. And so he had that reoccurring show on College Humor. He did some other things on there as well. And so it's going to be an awesome addition having him to the show.
Yeah, very and cool. He's since gone on to do some other really, really cool things that we'll talk about for those of you guys who don't know him next week. So super interesting guy. You'll want to check out who he is, what he's all about, and it'll be really fun getting to interact with him. So come check it out. It'd be a great week to introduce somebody new to the podcast who maybe isn't necessarily as much a gamer, but who might know somebody like this. So join us next week.
And in preparation for the episode, listen to a few of his podcast episodes. He's got an incredible show where he records interviews with people that you didn't know you wanted to hear, but now that you're listening to it, it's incredible. So for example, one of his early episodes that has had a lot of traffic is where he interviewed the two actors that played Bulk and Skull from the original Mighty Morphin, well, from all the Power Rangers.
That's so cool. What a great segue.
And that's so perfect. he spoke with them at length about their time with the Power Rangers all of his episodes are like that. He talked with the creator of Catan, and so like you want to go and listen to a few of his episodes before next week.
It's such a great just premise for a podcast.
You just got to have the connections, which he does. So join our New Game Plus Steam group if you haven't yet. Most people are on Steam, especially PC gamers. That's where the majority of us game. That's where all three of us definitely game. So do join. You just NGP Podcast, search for that group. Find us on there. We will
talk
with
Overwatch.
You. Yeah, let's play some Overwatch together. In fact, I connected with some guys today and gave them my my Blizzard ID so that they can find us
awesome.
On there.
Hey, you guys also have a little bit of time between this episode and our special guest to get in touch with us. If you have any thoughts or questions or things you want us to ask Jeff Rubin, let us know. If it's not terrible and if it's worth our time, that would be a fun thing to include. So feel free.
If you don't have a terrible suggestion, oh, yeah. And we find the time in our busy, you know, schedule.
Absolutely.
We're
really you got to filter.
Right, absolutely. And you can do that by finding us on social media, either Facebook or Twitter, NGP Podcast, or email us directly, ngppodcast@gmail.com. You can always listen to us directly via iTunes or SoundCloud or Google Play or Stitcher or really any podcast listening device. Make sure that whatever you're listening to us on, you are subscribed so that you're the first to get New Game Plus episodes. Next week, we didn't even announce what game that we're playing next week, but I think you can play it along with us.
It's a big game. It's pretty big.
It's an important game in gaming history, and I don't know why we haven't gotten to it yet outside of our randomizer hasn't selected it. So the game that we are going to be playing for the next week is Super Mario World.
Very cool.
I'm sure many of our viewers have some connections to this game in some way.
I can't wait to jump off Yoshi and watch him fall down into the endless pit as I make it safely to the land.
He'll forgive you. He always does.
He's so kind. Until then, we're the Power Rangers.
I'm Kimberly.
I'm Tommy the White Ranger.
No, you're
I'm
freaking
Tommy the Green
not.
Ranger.
You are
this
not.
Has been, and Kenny actually, is not to Tommy. Be fair, to be fair, to be fair, Kenny is Billy.
Oh,
Nolan is Tommy.
IRL, I'm Billy.
I am, oh my goodness, the Red Ranger, Jason, and this has been New Game Plus.
But also, is Billy smart enough to recognize the White Ranger when he sees it?
We'll edit that out, Ken.
Yeah, I'll edit.
You would.